Part 5. The Great Flood. Who listened? Who did not? Adam and Eve had children, and people became many on the earth. In time, some angels joined Satan's rebellion. They came to earth and took on the bodies of men so that they could marry women. The women gave birth to superhuman sons who were fierce and strong. The world became filled with people who did bad things. The Bible says, "The badness of man was abundant in the earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only bad all the time." Noah was a good man. Jehovah told Noah that he was going to destroy the wicked people with a great flood. God also told Noah to build a huge boat, called an ark, and to take into it his family and every sort of animal. Noah warned people about the coming flood, but they did not listen. Some laughed at Noah. Others hated him. When the ark was finished, Noah brought the animals inside. In summary, most in Noah's time did what was bad. Genesis 6:5 reads, "Consequently, Jehovah saw that the badness of man was abundant in the earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only bad all the time." Noah listened to God and built an ark. Genesis 6:13, 14, 18, 19, and 22 reads, "After that, God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, because the earth is full of violence as a result of them, and here I am bringing them to ruin together with the earth. Make for yourself an ark out of wood of a resinous tree. You will make compartments in the ark, and you must cover it inside and outside with tar. And I do establish my covenant with you, and you must go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you, and of every living creature of every sort of flesh, two of each, you will bring into the ark to preserve them alive with you. Male and female they will be.' And Noah proceeded to do according to all that God had commanded him. He did just so."